The gas stings Iris, and suddenly she can't help it. She starts weeping uncontrollably. These reflex tears are different from the basal tears that Iris is used to. Because they're designed to wash away harmful substances or particles, they're released in much larger amounts, and their aqueous layer contains more antibodies to stop any microorganisms that may be trying to get in as well. Both Iris and Onion are devastated. They know they can't continue their relationship if Iris is going to hurt and cry every time Onion takes off her jacket, so they decide to break up. As Onion walks out the door, Iris stops crying, and immediately starts again. Only now she's not crying reflex tears, but emotional tears. When someone is either too sad or too happy, it feels like a loss of control, which can be dangerous. So emotional tears are sent in to stabilize the mood as quickly as possible, along with other physical reactions such as an increased heart rate and slower breathing. But scientists still aren't sure exactly how or why the tears themselves are helpful. They may be a social mechanism to elicit sympathy or show submission. But some studies have also found that emotional tears contain higher levels of stress hormones, such as ACTH and enephrine, an endorphin and natural painkiller. In this case, emotional tears are also directly calming Iris down, as well as signaling her emotional state to others. Sorry things didn't work out with Onion, Iris, but don't worry. As long as you have all three kinds of tears working to keep you balanced and healthy, it will get better. You'll see.